This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. This afternoon in Baltimore, Republican presidential candidate George W. Bush delivered what his campaign billed as a major address on race relations. The Texas governor appeared at the 91st annual convention of the NAACP. 4 years ago, when Republican Senator Bob Dole was running for president, he snubbed the group's invitation to speak. NPR's Philip Martin reports that Bush's decision to appear is considered a sign of the civil rights group's renewed political clout.
Before Bush arrived, delegates were expressing mixed feelings about him. Some, like Lonette Joseph of Providence, Rhode Island, said she was looking forward to his speech.
Well, I'll welcome him. I'd like to hear what he has to say. I'm just glad that he took the opportunity to come and speak to me.
Others, like Wayneth Delph of New York, were less enthusiastic.
I don't think he should be here. I don't like his policies. I don't like anything about him.
As George Bush entered the convention hall, six demonstrators protesting his position on the death penalty unfurled posters and shouted condemnations. Police quickly escorted them from the hall. When the governor finally stepped to the podium, he immediately evoked the name of African-American hero Jackie Robinson, among others. And then he reached out to his audience.
And for those of you who support me, I see a couple here. Maybe more than a couple. I hope you won't change your opinion. And for those of you who don't, I hope at least you take Jackie's position as your own and give me a chance to tell you what's on my heart.
Bush went on to acknowledge the history of estrangement between the modern Republican Party and the majority of African American voters.
For our nation, there is no denying the truth that slavery is a blight on our history, and that racism, despite all the progress, still exists today. For my party, there is no escaping the reality that the party of Lincoln has not always carried the mantle of Lincoln.
The governor said that even though there had been progress in fighting racism, many serious issues remained.
Discrimination is still a reality, even when it takes different forms. Instead of Jim Crow, there's racial redlining and profiling. Instead of separate but equal, there is separate and forgotten. Strong civil rights enforcement will be a cornerstone of my administration.
Repeating a statement he's made many times on the campaign trail, Bush made promises to focus on education and said that despair was one of the greatest problems facing young African Americans.
And I will confront another form of bias, the soft bigotry of low expectations.
He also called for stepped-up mentoring and said that he would make school choice, as in vouchers, part of his administration's educational policy. The 4,000 delegates offered polite applause at the end of Bush's speech. He didn't stick around for questions and left the hall right away. Over the weekend, NAACP President Kwasi Nfumi said that candidate Bush could make inroads among black voters by attending the NAACP convention. Bush's appearance suggests that he believes that, too. Philip Martin, NPR News, Baltimore.